Whatever path you chose, you can only travel to where and when you once lived, with either your blood or your soul as a vessel, the Ariadne TMS thread. Shamans have this knowledge and can perform these activities, which are developed with practice and perseverance, riding sound frequencies with chant and drums to open the portals of consciousness. It is the natural ability and heritage of each human being on Earth. One day, you will all be able to naturally do it. I am who I am, and when I travel back to the memory of my very first morning as a human being, tears of pure, crystalline beauty swell at my eyes. Somewhere, in another galaxy, very far away from here, although near at the same time by the bridge of my heart. The heart always remembers. Love can be an adamantine key to transcend time. Memory is an amazing vessel that allows to travel the stars and open doors into the web of space-time. We all have it, since the very beginning. This ability is stored in a space within our soul that can expand indefinitely like a bubble. It is encrypted into the essence we carry from vessel to vessel, from world to world. In each incarnation, we share the memories of the body we borrow, for its blood tells the story of its tribe, its ancestors and all they have done, all they have lived, and all the emotions they have felt. Cries, laughter, love, anger, power, passion, wonderment. From vessel to vessel, we keep on learning, we absorb data, we experience new emotions, different physicalities and galvanizing new abilities. It feels strange somehow, to remember where you were first born into an existence as a human being, into which planetary soul matrix it was, and then remembering the very first days of your first life as a human being. I see light, white light, and the slow moves of gracious people around me. They are tall, radiant with light, with long silky hair and beautiful slanted eyes with silver sparkles. I am born into an older TM world. The family cell is around me, they surround me with love. I am given a name which is a beautiful frequency. I bind with their mind and I belong. My heart started beating at the rhythm of their heartbeat as I came into existence. I sensed their collective consciousness wrapping around me as a veil of love. All teams have reached such a high level in evolution, that they are able to attune their mind frequency to their specific TMS collective consciousness. It works only with grouped consciousnesses living near to each other, such as a planetary group consciousness, the crew of a ship or the inhabitants of an outpost anywhere else in the universe. There is not a global attunement for the whole species, but I would say it works by locality. For instance, the majority of all teams living on planet Imriu are all attuned to the planetary collective consciousness. But when they travel far enough from their world, they lose the connection as they leave the planetary matrix. If for instance many all teams regroup on a same traveling ship or in a faraway outpost in another galaxy, such as their Ganymede outpost for example, they recreate this collective attunement locally. The extent of the range for this connection varies with the size of the group. The crew of a scout ship will emit this collective frequency within a close radius, but if a fleet of motherships with millions of people arrives, it will emit at much larger range on the consciousness connection, sometimes to the size of a whole star system. Several other cultures from the 24 Cedar races are also able to attune to their own mind collective. This explains how the Intergalactic Confederation of TMS fleets arriving into our star system in October 2021 induced the activation of the ARCs and their crews. This reminded me of the testimony of US Army soldier JP who described, at the occasion of a mission on Ganymede, such a place and feeling. As he approached a certain outpost on Ganymede where the new visitors from other galaxies were staying, JP mentioned his heartbeat attuning to the rhythm of a collective and that he could feel, as he approached, the presence of a connected web of consciousnesses at a very high level. I believe that his genetics and consciousness, soul as an envoy are linked with these races, otherwise, he would have never been able to interface with them. This collective attunement is reached by certain species after they have attained a certain level in their evolution. An important aspect is that each individual keeps their own individuated consciousness, while also being able to tune into the collective a clouder. This is distinguished from a hive consciousness, which has instead a central intelligence, or aoquina, to which all minds are subordinate. What I am talking about is not a hive consciousness but a compatible, attuned group consciousness. Alta, the white star, 50 million years away from planet Earth, is a system of 7 planets and one of them has a frequency that can be translated as the sound Aoimria. There is a particular substance on this planet, that runs in the vegetation and in the waters, and which becomes phosphorescent at night when it releases particles of starlight. The most beautiful thing is the vision of the multicolored phosphorescent spores and pollens floating in the air. There is a saying, which I always remembered. Ao, there are more stars on Imria than in the whole cosmos. A. The star system of Alta is in a galaxy that is part of the NGC 7331 group, faintly noticeable from Earth aiming through the Pegasus constellation. When I learned about this location, something came into my mind. In the Disclosure TV series Stargate SG-1, the founders of Atlantis come from the Ao Pegasus Galaxia. I remember now, traveling distances throughout the ages of this galaxy, exploring and experiencing the history of human life. Iatm incarnated innumerable times into all sorts of human avatars, on many different worlds, because I chose to be one of the surveyors. I wished to learn all the possible emotions that a human consciousness is able to develop, with the desire to better understand our creation. We did not EMT create the human genome, but we spread it throughout the cosmos. We are the guardians of life. We work for the cosmic design of the Creator Source, under the guidance of the Nine. They tell us where life attendance is needed, and we go. We do what is necessary to repopulate a damaged world, terraform barren ones, create new civilizations and watch them as they grow, with the caring love of a parent. At the occasion of a visit on board on a TMS mothership, we further discussed the natural cosmic law. The Altines are part of the Council of the 24 Cedar Races, Una told me. We are a very ancient culture and we base our technology on crystals, the most elevated state of matter. Crystals are at the edge of interdimensionality. They are used to work on the universal holographic grid, to harvest and harness the frill, construct ships, cities, planets, and travel in many ways that can defy comprehension for less advanced cultures. The Altines gave the secret science of crystals to many cultures. They built Atla on Terra and welcomed the many other colonies, coming from different star systems. We use geometry to build planets. The geometry of frequencies. Some planetary bodies have a magnetic field because a planetary soul consciousness is imbued into them, so that life can develop. Life equals consciousness. Consciousness equals life. Terraforming a planet that is programmed to develop life forms involves infusing a fractal of source consciousness into it. You can colonize a dead world, live on a dead world, but if you start to terraform it, a planetary soul consciousness will, by the greater natural law of balance, detach from source and embody into the planetary matrix. It is like the irresistible coming of a child, a TMS soul, into a mother, a TMS womb. Are we talking about a sentient, intelligent being the size of a planet? I asked. Indeed we are. The inhabitants of Terra called it Gaia, mainly. This sentient entity has several layers of densities, which accelerate in frequency as it nears the center core of the planetary soul. This explains why the inner Earth people live in higher frequency ranges, I said. I wish I remembered all that myself. Time is also different in the subterranean realms, as it is depicted in the ancient Earth mythologies. When the rate of frequency raises, time accelerates, said Una. Terraforming is not only a mechanical operation, it is as well a spiritual process. We work with Source, and for Source. We are at service to Source, dedicating ourselves to our mission, for the love of life. We make worlds as experimental grounds. Terra is an experimental ground, our most beautiful achievement. From the first seeds of life on planet Terra, indigenous humanoids developed to become a promising race, with skin as dark as the nurturing soil of this planet and an immense potential. We monitored them closely and studied their growth, the way they adapted to their environment, their first tribal gatherings and the way they built the beginnings of societies. Developed awareness and spirituality. Of course, there were some interferences in the way, many visitors bringing territorial wars, but the Terrans always survived these challenges and their race developed intelligence, strength and resilience. They found out that they had been enslaved and now, as we are speaking, the people of Terra are about to jump into the unknown, a new step into the evolution of their consciousness. They are about to realize who they are, and that the physicality of space and time is not how they were taught it is. The many of us who have taken body on this planet are awakening. The technology we left there is activating, for our ships are back. The crews of the ancient arcs have been sleeping in Terran bodies, waiting to be activated. They are now waking up, and they will revive the sleeping giants. How does it work? Each soul of ours who came to Terra as a crew member of one of the arcs stayed on Terra until their body decayed and their soul integrated the cycles of rebirth of the planetary matrix. When our fleet came back, these beings incarnated in Terran human bodies, resonated with the frequency of our collective consciousness approaching. Each of these souls, ancient pilots and crew members of the past, awakened, as did our arcs. As you know, not all arcs left here are ours. Some are from other cultures from Nataru. I am talking to you about our arcs. The activation of the memory of the ancient crews is an individual procedure and no other being can activate the other beings. You understand, it is a natural, personal, individual soul attunement to our collective consciousness. So no one else can activate these crew members, because it is a personal attunement to the frequencies emitted by your ships on orbit of Ganymede, just as the arcs reacted to our presence by switching on? Yes, said Una. You will recognize the crews by the maturity and humbleness of their soul. They are very ancient. They will not come forward publicly as they need to protect their identity. They cannot be targeted before their mission is completed. Tell me about the interferences, I said. Some were part of the plan, many were not. Interferences are challenges, I said. They contribute to the strengthening and the understanding. They are key elements in the evolution. Knowledge is gained by education, but the experience develops wisdom. There is so much conditioning to defeat, but I trust in the Terrans. They will make it. Of course they will, Una said. They are our children. We are back to make sure they cross this threshold safely. Were the Terrans created with genomes from only other galaxies, or from this one as well? I asked. There is a great diversity of life forms in Nataru alone, but the human genome comes originally from somewhere else. We seeded it first in the man systems that you call Lara. Terra humans are made with 22 different genetics, 11 are coming from other galaxies and were added to the primordial Terra humans, and 10 other genomes originated from Nataru. Not all are human, as you can understand. That is what gives them that great power. You need to remember this. Notice all the great racial differences on this planet. Each human of Terra will not necessarily have the 22 genes at once. Maybe some will have 6, or 7, or 8, maybe all, but this is rare. The body that carries you has them all. Those who carry the 22 are the activators. They have permission to activate the others who are asleep. Thorhan often says to me, "AOA remembering is activating a." When you remember by yourself, you open a door that leads to much more. Crystal technology and memories of Atlantis. Atla, the capital city of Atlantis, as I recall it. Here is a conversation I exchanged with Una on board her ship, at the occasion of a stroll in the magnificent gardens. Dear Una, I said, I would like to remember more about the knowledge of crystal technology, as we use it in the Altian culture. If you want to remember, you need to travel through time, replied Una. You will not have far to go, the door is within you. Close your outer eyes, open your inner vision. There, inside, hides the pathway to the eternal memory. You are the vehicle, you are the time machine. Wherever you have lived, You can remember. You can project and be there again, in the avatar you once occupied, in the place where you once lived. You only need to remember, and wake up there again, as an observer. One of the great crystals of Itlua. Instead of relearning through your voice, I chose to remember my own voice. Go within, we will meet there, said Una. We sat on a crystalline boulder and as we spoke, I closed my eyes and serenely brought my attention within. I see bubbles in the water whirling in slow motion under a turquoise sea. Stones falling off buildings, hitting the ocean floor. It was the end. We all left. Not all of us, I did not TMT. You chose to stay, giving him a chance to live. There was not TMT enough ships for all of us. Some had to stay. Many escaped on boats. Many died in the ocean when the last big wave hit. Since that time of disarray, I fear the deep waters. The simple sight of waves terrorizes me. My breath is short when I breathe near the water. I remember. I always have. We had colonies out there, in this star system. The first rescue fleets were sent from Tyr and Nara, our closest outposts. There was not enough time for waiting for father help. It happened so fast. Faster than we thought. I stayed with the temple, I said. The generator. I worked there. I knew its secrets. The secret power of Alta. It was a huge building, a magnificent pyramid built with white polished stone that reflected the sunlight. There were temples around, and also other pyramids, not just this one. The pyramids had different functions. But this one was the biggest of all. It worked with the sun energy. It was not TMT a temple to the sun, as some have identified it. The visitors and the colonists called it like this. It was not TMT a temple, it was a generator using the energy from the sun. Day once in the forecourt, I climbed the large stairs. It was similar to the entrance stairs of the Temple of Abydos, in Egypt. So this is why it looked familiar. This technology was brought from Alta, from our people. We shared it with the Selosae, and the others. We all lived in peace, abundance and harmony. Itlua was a preserved paradise on this planet. This planet was not TMT much populated at the time. Locals were few and they lived in tribal societies. In some part of the planet, colonists co-built cities with them. I heard of it. They coexisted in relative peace until the locals rebelled to take the power. They allied with our enemies. There was a great war, I remember. Mars was involved. Once again. Enter the pyramid, said Una. There is a hypostyle hall, then a room with holographic devices. It leads to the main space, the generator room. Only the attendants can enter because they are trained to withstand the power that is in this place. It is very vibrant inside, because of the intensity of the electromagnetic field that radiates freely in the whole space. It inhabits it. When you're in there, it penetrates through all the cells of your physical body and it vibrates all the particles of your soul. We are trained to harness it with our body. The room itself is insulated with three walls made of different materials, with a space in between each. It contains the energy inside and organizes it coherently in a stable state. It feels like stepping out of time into an extrasensory space. I am inside the generator space. What do you see? A circle of devices with a lot of commands, keyboards and holographic screens. There is a complex mesh of golden metallic lines embedded in the floor. Energy circulates through them, it exchanges information between the devices and the central crystal. The crystal, in the center, it is huge, it is a type of quartz but it glows electric blue. The sunlight activates it. By the top, when the sun is above it, the crystal absorbs the energy of the sun, it becomes like fire. This is so powerful, it supplies the whole city, the whole continent even. But I know it does more. We call it TUI. This mighty technology is very much coveted. The security and the protection around it is phenomenal, and tensions grow among the colonies. Some groups want to monopolize its power and turn it for war. I belong to the caste of the guardians of this knowledge. We all came back for the great revival. What do you feel? Uno asked. Love, for the great crystal. Because it emanates love. It is magnificent. When you are in resonance with its soul, you feel again love here. That is the bond we have with it, the only way of harnessing its magnitude. If you are not in the frequency of love, then it burns you and consumes you. You just can't TMT approach. But when you do, when you are in the resonance of love with the crystal, you hear its sound, its voice. Itatms, a song coming from the infinite cosmos. The great crystal also senses the dissonance from outside. And it becomes harder and harder to maintain its frequency level. If it goes out of balance, the consequences can be very dramatic. If at least they would understand that, F connecting with the frill coming from the crystal. Who was meant to understand? The colonists, I replied. We won't TMT be able to hold much longer. We need help. We sent a call. Some of our kind migrated to the continental lands, to find places where our knowledge and technology would be preserved until the time is right. Then we will all come back. There is so much we need to save, and find secure places. Atla was such a beautiful place. The old original city, on the lake that communicated with the ocean by a channel. In the center was the great generator, and the elegant white city outspread on the hills. When we came out of the channel into the saltwater lake, we passed two high columns that had bright beacons on the top, lighting the mouth of the harbor to guide safely the boats between the city docks and the way to the ocean. There were a lot of sea birds chattering around the boats, that they followed to the multiple piers. When you approached the city by sea, sailing past the three enclosures of land, the most beautiful vision appeared in front of you. The white crystalline pyramid generator, reflecting blindly the light from the sun, overlooked the white city from the top of the central mount. Spiraling downwards, the streets and avenues meandered among the most elegant architecture. It looked a lot like the underground city I visited on Venus. It was the same architecture, a mix of ancient styles with colonnades, and futuristic alien-like buildings. In Atlantis, each colony had their own territory, but in the central capital city of Atla, everyone blended in the many districts. From the harbor as you entered, you could admire the palaces and sophisticated buildings spreading on the left side of the hills, and ahead were the administrative buildings. The science and technology district and the other pyramids were at the back. You needed special access to there. The great generator pyramid, with its buildings and infrastructures, was enclosed in a highly secured frequency shield. I remember the large market district, that extended from the main pier and into the city following the docks. It started by the fisherman area, then all the food supplies, spices and goods brought by boats from the different outer lands. At the very end was the precious goods ATM market, on either sides of a paved alley covered by beautiful multicolored draperies. This was a place I loved to visit, and I keep from this time a strong affinity for precious fabrics, such as those used for the Indian saris, for instance. This area of the market smelled of high-spirited perfumes. Merchants came from all over the planet to trade at the Itluwi market. It was an incredible place. The colony's market of precious goods, lower district of Atla. A back road meandered from the market up the hill. There were taverns along the hillside of the path. Across from them was a low stone wall covered with a thick white coating. From here was an astounding view of the city and the harbor. The path leading to the market in the lower districts of Atla. I liked to walk this steep little paved road when coming back from the market, as it connected at the top with the Altian district, where I used to live. These memories have been present and vivid in my mind since I was a child, with always such a profusion of details. I always remembered Atlantis. It was my first home on Terra. The cosmopolitan side of life was exhilarating, and everywhere you looked, it was beautiful, white, luminous. The great generator wasn't TMT the only pyramid in Atlantis. There were several others, smaller, that had various functions. The pyramidal shape of a precise 52-degree angle is a functional geometry. I remember, For instance, another pyramid, smaller, that was way at the back of the science district. Inside, there was an inner circle of large seats, all facing the center. They were integrated with technology, similar to command seats in a spaceship. Very high-tech looking. The core power was in the center in the shape of a crystal. When taking place in the seats, the scientists interfaced and focused their thoughts on the central crystal, projecting their consciousness. It activated via consciousness. We placed similar technologies in halls of records hidden in diverse places on Earth. These power generators are a technology that is widespread throughout the universe. There was the one I was shown in the Hall of Records under the Sphinx of Giza, but I've also seen these on other worlds. I was shown one that was located on a planet very far from Earth, for instance, and it had the exact same structure, pyramidal. Inside was a central crystal that was activated by sound frequencies and vibrations. The frequency emitted by the chanting voices of priests standing at the periphery of a circle, made of a metallic mesh on the ground like a computer circuit, was coupled to them with their long canes hitting in rhythm on the circular patches on the ground where they stood. The vibration activated a certain frequency in the metal and sent a pulse towards the crystal. The crystal was starting to glow, brighter and brighter, creating frill out of the invisible. These devices I was shown are at the same time both harvesters of universal life force and energy supply generators. It consists of a pyramidal structure with a 52-degree angle with a central quartz crystal occupying two-thirds of the high of the pyramid. The crystal is wrapped by two coils of different metals, one golden plus one silvery color, spiraling in two opposite directions. At ground level, around the crystal, are six other crystals of a different nature, commonly purple and smaller. They all point at the central crystal at an angle which is different than the angle of the walls of the pyramid. These six purple crystals send an impulse to the central quartz. Energy is gathered and sent to the top of the structure. It is harvested by the pyramidion that transforms this concentrated universal life force into energy supply, and sends it either by physical connection, quite rare, or by quantum transfer, most common, to whatever device, engine, town, etc., that need an energy supply. Crystal generator I was shown on a distant world. This culture uses the vibrations of sound, chanting, and hitting the metallic mesh on the ground, to send impulses to the crystal coiled with golden and silver metallic threads. Here is below the pyramid crystal generator I saw in the Uri Valley on planet Terra, in the Pleiades. The crystal is also wrapped with double coils. The energy felt inside is phenomenal. On April 22, 2022, my good friend Dan Willis, former assistant of Drive Marcel Vogel, wondered if I could ask my contact Seops Tersa about a series of questions he had concerning the technology of crystals. I offered to transmit a communication with Jenhan, Thorhan ETM's younger brother who is a student in terraforming. Here is what the young genius replied, excerpt from a 2 hours conversation on different topics. Dan, the nature of crystals, especially clear quartz, being physically resonant on many dimensions simultaneously. Is this due to the tetrahedral geometry of its lattice structure being infinitely fractal and this tetrahedral lattice structure being a fundamental structure of the matrix? Jenhan, the core holographic structure of quartz, the purest material in the universe, is as I said based on the same core fractal formula than water, and both are interdimensional bridges. Tetrahedral geometry is one of the main frequency keys used to build worlds and life forms. Tetrahedral fractal geometry is the secret of the universe. Dan, in the quartz crystal hexagonal structure, the point of balance in the middle between the negative and positive triads, the polarity opposites, that create the crystal's hexagonal form, is this center point the dimensional gate to all dimensions? Jenhan, the answer is in the geometrical ratio. I need to ask if I can answer that, because this topic is part of the list of things not to mention. You know. The prime directive. Elena, I know too well, Jenhun. Jenhun, my brother says I can answer this. It will just be recorded and archived that I passed on to you this information. Elena, you won't TMT be in trouble? Jenhun, no, I won't TMT.